You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
When it's 9:34 p.m. South African time, somebody asking will start that my husband is the executor for my will, and I am the executor in his will. Is this permissible, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 100% permissible. However, remember that where the husband passes away before the wife and the wife is the executor, I will suggest to you, O husband and wife, rather include your son as well. Because sometimes there's documents to sign, sometimes you have to go here and there, and the wife is in iddat, and you know that the iddat will be from time of death, 130 days. So you keep your wife as executor, but add somebody, if you have a son who's 15, 18, 20, 25 years old, so add him on for practical and pragmatic reasons, as I mentioned now. So that is my 2 cents advice to you, my brother.
We made our Islamic world, but on the original will, we would like to write the division of the house for one son and 2 girls. We don't have no jewelry, no money, too little. We saved, we're using for lights and water, Ustad.
You can't do that in Islam, that you say that the house will go to the son and so forth and so on. If you have one house only, and let's say now that the husband passes away and the house is on his name, so the wife will inherit 12.5%. And let's say you got one son and 2 daughters, so the remainder portion, that 87.5%, you will have to make 4 shares of it. 2 shares for the son and one share for the 2 daughters. So that is how it works. You can't say only for the son, you can't say only for the daughters, you can't say only for the wife. So everybody will become joint owner proportionately, and that is compulsory. Yes, if the heirs themselves are sane and mature and they reach an amicable agreement, you know, mutual agreement, there is no coercion involved, and they tell mommy, okay, ummi, you're so dear to us, you take the house and we don't want our share. So they then subsequently donate it to their mother, and they all are sane, they are mature, and they do so amicably. So that will be fine and acceptable in Islam. That is called Mimbabi Sulhi, where they come to a mutual agreement.
Somebody says, Ustad, please advise the Muslim Ummah about putting children in Catholic schools. They are misguiding our children completely. Some schools force them to attend mass and required to kneel at these gatherings, Ustad.
Remember that the children are children. Who's to blame in all this? Quran Sharif teaches us, Surah 66, verse 6, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, save yourself and your children from the fire. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith Mubarak in Bukhari Sharif, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyya, every one of you is a shepherd and every one of you will be questioned regarding your flock. And Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, you parents, I'm addressing you, We suffer from the C syndrome. What is C syndrome? A, B, C. Child grows up, we give them clothes. Child grows up, we give them CDs. We give them computers. We give them cash. Then when he grows up, we give them computers. He grows up more, then we give them cars. So every C you gave, but the greatest C you didn't give. He, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, addressing the parents, Ma nahala walidun nahlan ahsana min adabin hasan. O parents, the greatest gift you can give your child is good character. So who got time today? Father is busy playing golf with this lady or playing golf on the golf field. Mother got no time. She's busy running around here and there, shopping and this one, meeting Paul and meeting somebody else, Allah forbid. We don't say all, but we say many. We know of all this. We don't make a blanket statement, but in some cases, all this shaitaniyat goes on. So where's the time? So we just buy the love of our children. Now we send them to the non-Muslim school, Christian school, Catholic school. Obviously, they're going to promote what is in their curriculum. I ask you one question. When your son is in that school there, when is he going to read Jummah Salat? So every Jummah, 40 weeks of the year, his numerous Jummah Salat, he become non-Muslim almost. So who is responsible for that? And if he's going to participate in the prayer, he's going to participate kneeling down, or he's straight away non-Muslim. So who is responsible for all that? Perhaps we want my son, my daughter must be in a prestigious institution. You know that my son, my daughter studying in this. That institution don't make you anything. You have to burn the midnight oil. You have to have identity. You need direction in life. That matric certificate is not worth the paper or what is written today of South Africa. Remember that. So don't fool yourself. You're living in a fool's paradise, remember. We're not anti-education. We against your education when you trample on the Sharia. Tell your daughter to study. Nobody says, study from home, you can study. So remember via correspondence, all that you can do. Nobody says no. But you go and throw Islam at the altar and then tell us that we're against. No, we're not against. We're against that when you are sacrificing your Islam and just for some meager and paltry gain. That is what we are objecting on.
Somebody says it's a sister who starts from Malawi. She says, Mufti Saab, explain why is it, as I have heard, that some mayats are very, very heavy and some are very light. Heavy even when the person was a pious person who started.
Manji Ben, I Malawi Limbi Mayo, Kekadayo, Malawi Mayo, Blentaya Mayo, Lilongwe Mayo, Hane Koiji Mayit Bo Wazani I, Nebo Hakpokoijo Oi Bo Halko Oi, Hane Panke Koro Vyadi Karyokape, Panke to Dua Karyokape Maru Lai, Vakte Jadu Hono, Tatelai Wazani I. So I spoke some of my Meman language there, because Malawi, they all speak them. They speak Meman with Tajweed there. Maybe you're wondering which station you're listening to. So I'm addressing my sister. That sister, you will get some mayit are very heavy, some very, very light, and so forth and so on. Sometimes it's a big fat guy like me. So it will be heavy. What you think then? You know, I'm over 100 kilos, 6 feet tall, and so forth. Say, so, no, mayit is very heavy, you know. I give you one incident. One incident. Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anh. You know who Sa'ad bin Mu'az? Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anh is Sahabi and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He passes away. When he passes away, ihtazza bihi arshur rahman. The arsh and the throne of Allah shakes. The angels came down. They carrying his body. The Sahaba say, we can't find place to carry to his body. What's happening here? That something is not right. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sahaba, do you know who janaza this is? This is Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu an, who passed the verdict against the jutlas of Banu Qurayza and said that capital punishment must be given to them. And Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, O Sa'ad, you made the right decision. They thought Sa'ad will be lenient with them because of their olden ties and business ties and tribal ties or whatever. He said, nay, Islam must prevail. Capital punishment for these traitors. So Allah Ta'ala let his earth shake when he passed away. And the angels came down to carry his mayit and janaza. So sometime karamatan, the person can be pious. Angels are coming down to carry me and you will say, oh, ita boha jado ai, and ibo sanno ai, and thus, and papanchat kariya karnasi. So we will make our own comments and so forth. So never do that. La tasubbul amwat. Don't speak bad about the deceased. Fa innahum qad afdaw ila ma qaddamu. They reach the year after, meaning to barzakh and then jannat, inshallah. So rather make dua for them and so forth. Now everybody becomes a commentator. This comment. That don't behove a Muslim brother.
Somebody says, Ustad, can one pay rates with interest money? Ustad?
100%. Anything the government imposes upon us, zulman, unjustly. They impose upon us what? Toll gates. They impose upon us rates. They impose upon us transfer duties. They impose upon us this custom taxes and this taxes and whatever. So you pay with interest money, 100% permissible. But We must take cognizance of the fact interest totally haram. Surah chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. I read for you chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you don't abstain and refrain from interest giving, taking, being the contracting party, and you signing the deal, and you are the lawyer, advocate, attorney, you are the witness. So whoever is involved, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is Islam. Today's world is suffering. Why? Because of capitalism, because of countries they call themselves, we must have a secular constitution, so God must not feature, religion must not feature. So secularism is a curse, the capitalism is a curse, democracy is a curse, so you won't find joy in this. See the whole Europe, America, everybody suffering. Africa, don't speak about it. Remember, they're suffering more than ever because they're so poor. So that is what happens, remember, when you impose these satanic systems.
Somebody says, Ustad, I have a business. I sell tablets for adults. I'm helping marriages. Is it a sin to sell, Ustad?
You're helping people go to the hotel and sleep with a prostitute. Say that. You're helping people, boyfriend, girlfriend, and so forth. Not permissible for you as a Muslim to sell these things here when you know that these adult tablets and these tablets here are not used for halal purposes. 80-90% is used for haram. وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ. Quran gave us a law, a principle. And what did the Quran say regarding alcohol and regarding gambling? قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ, is a major sin and some benefit. Then the Quran said, وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْئِهِمَا, the harm of it is much, much more compared to the benefit. So use that. Don't look for loopholes and so forth. Say, no, I'm helping marriages. MashaAllah. He's not saying he's helping his pocket. He's not saying that he's making big money out of this and so forth. He's saying, no, I'm helping marriages. You see, that is insan. وَلِلْ إِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا. You, my brother, deep down you know you're doing wrong, but outwardly you want to justify it. You want to use my name for your haram activities. Hamku pul banana chahte hai. Hazrat Allama Shah Kashmiri rahimahullah, he passed away in 1933. People came to him, Hazrat, ye bhi jaiz, ye bhi jaiz. They want to make loopholes in interest. They say, bhai, brother, I'm telling you it's haram. Why you want to make me the bridge to Jahannam? I'm telling you, it's haram, finish. Don't come with your loopholes and all that. So that is what we do today. We play with the deen of Islam, and you will get one crooked molvi, one crooked mufti. Pehle the mufti masail ke batane wale, ab bhi hai mufti mufke khane wale. Allama Iqbal said that. I'm not saying it. I'm just telling you what he said. So you'll get somebody, they'll tell you it's all jais. He'll tell you, just give me 12 tablets. You'll say, very good, molvi sahab. I lay low, I the more powerful chair. So you know how the world works, my brother. So you must remember, don't play games, brother.
Ustad, one of your morning show, a question was posed about our holy water. You said the Muslims shouldn't take it. Please explain why. Our holy water is from Jesus, and a lot of Muslim ladies bring their babies for us to bless them. I'm a pastor from KwaZulu-Natal, Ustad.
So remember that we as Muslims have our own holy water, and that is Zamzam. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic saying mentioned in Ibn Majah, ma uzamzama lima shuriba lahu, that whatever zamzam water you drink, you make that intention, Allah will bless you. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, one of the greatest scholars, jurists in Islam, born in 150 after Hijrah, passed away 204. When he brought up in Mecca, he used to drink zamzam every day. At the age of 7, he by-hearted the Quran Sharif. At the age of 10, he by-hearted memorized Mu'tta Malik. His African teacher, remember that. So Muslim, his name was. So Muslim Azanji, he told him at the age of 15, you're such a genius, I give you permission to issue fatwa and verdict. See, pastor, I want to ask you one question. You must be honest, right, pastor? You say it is your holy water. What the Muslims do, you get all type of Muslims. I'm not here to defend Muslims. I'm here to defend Islam and propagate through Islam. That is my function and my duty. So when you pray through the Trinity. You say Jesus, the Son of God. You say Jesus, the God. You say, for us, that is shirk. That is polytheism, absolutely haram, and so forth. I told you, your whole Christmas is also a pagan custom. You go and read your book, 1647, the Puritan Parliament of Britain said Christmas is a pagan custom. You say Jesus was born, so who was running the world before that? You say Jesus was crucified, and who was running the world that time? You say Jesus was 3 days, Jonah was in the belly of the fish, and Jesus must be in the belly of the earth for 3 days, 3 nights. You know the Bible says that. So who was running the world all this time, my brother pastor? So now when you pray, that with due respect to you, we consider that to be polytheism, absolutely haram, against our monotheistic faith in believing in one Allah. Therefore, for any Muslim to go to any person, to go to the pandit of the Hindu religion, to go to the pastor of the Christian religion, to go to the jutla, to the rabbi, all haram. When you're going for their holy water, or holy food, or holy. So in Islam, is absolutely haram. So you'll get Muslims today, you get all types, you know. So in the bag of apples, bag of potatoes, whatever, you get one, two rotten ones. So that is what happens, my brother.
I see Ba says here, Ustad, you see, but Ba, first of all, what is wrong with our Muslim sisters to go to the pastor? What is wrong with the...
They go to the Sangoma. What are you speaking of, pastor? Sangoma will tell them, does this 100% they go out of the fold of Islam. You must remember that. He will tell them to read something, do something, and that is kufr and shirk most of the time. So they fly right out of Islam. We must be very careful regarding these issues.
Ustad, please comment about the incident that took place at the OR Tambo, asking the sister to remove hijab and being searched. Ustad, a concerned sister.
Remember, this happened 2 weeks ago. I mentioned it long time on air already, and now I see the ummah is waking up, because we're a sleepy ummah. You know, we're busy with World Cup and busy with Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, and all the shaitanic activities. There was a lady came from Cape Town, and when she left Cape Town, there was no problem. When she landed here in OR Tambo, and then they wanted to search her. She was a very sharp, intelligent lady. She took the photo, took the snap, everything, and then she put everything on the internet, and she said, so therefore, then the authorities came back and said, no, there's no racial profiling, there's no profiling of Muslims and so forth. South Africa is a democratic country. Everybody got the right of freedom of religion and so forth, so on. Today, I must have received from 100 different people, I think. Everybody sending out that message. If any of our Muslim ladies are harassed and intimidated at any airport in South Africa, this is the person you must contact. There's a phone number there, there's an email there, and so forth. My message to you, Muslim, male, female, adult children, before you leave your home for the airport, why you don't read 2 rakat salat? My message to you, why you don't give out charity? So me and my wife, wherever we went, you must remember that she's in a hijab, niqab, I'm in my kurta, big beard, big topi, whatever. And I tell them, you want to ask me any question, you ask me. You understand? In Barbados, Caribbean, West Indies, we were there. I'm used to it, they pulled me inside. The lady sits there, and she got the big 2 lieutenants, generals, whatever, Allah alone know. She says, sir, they speak, they're very civil, you know. They say that I want to ask you questions. So I'm sitting, and my wife is one side. They don't ask her, they ask me. Say, what you say of Islamic terrorism or Islamic fundamentalism? So I smiled, you know. There was a TV in that room. I say, ma'am, you see this TV? Mm-hmm. It speaks a lot of lies, this thing. She started out laughing. She said, get out from here. They were stood, so you must have. They make you hurt mentality. You must just speak the truth. You must remember that. We got nothing to hide. You must remember. We are the most peaceful people on earth. We don't have wine. We don't have swine. We know where's the entry. We know where's the exit. You shaitans don't know where all this is. Just park anywhere. Park in Eve. Park in Steve. Park in here. Park in there. Park everywhere, shaitans. And you want to come tell us we are terrorists? So you must remember this here. We are protecting your churches in Palestine. That is what the Muslim Ummah is doing. 1187, when Saladin the Just Salahuddin Ayyubi liberated it. The Christian church, your holy sepulchre, remember the holiest spot in Christendom where you Christians say Jesus was buried and Mary Magdalene came on Sunday morning, the tomb was empty. You gave the keys to Saladin Salahuddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi. From 1187 till now, you do the maths yourself and work it out. Mm. How many hundreds of years have passed and so forth, and the Muslims are looking after your holy church. But today you got the audacity to call us this. So when we speak, speak with evidence. Don't come with fairy tales. Mm.
Ustad, allow me to read this. It says, I have reverted to Islam last year. Inshallah, my learning has gone well so far, but I have done so mostly on my own with the use of various kitabs. I would like to progress my learning of Islam at a faster pace and thought that the use of audio as well as adult madrasa would be of great help. Mufti Sahab, can you assist by referring me? I am based in Rudaport and close to Fortsburg, Ustad.
Very good, my sister. There in Rudaport, the Maulanas are there. That one Maulana we studied together in Karachi, Maulana Imran Budania, is there. The Budanias are a famous family there. So you contact him and contact his wife and all of them. You just ask any Muslim there. They will show you, and they'll show you the mosque and so forth. And I'm sure that my colleague Maulana Imran, inshallah, his family and them won't mind. They'll make some time for you and so forth. For us as Muslims, to teach you, my sister, is the greatest gift for us. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and you teach it to others. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Why? Because subsequently every part you read, so you must remember, you will get the reward. I studied by my Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. He studied by Sheikh Bulli. Sheikh Bulli studied by Sheikh Makki, and the chain goes on to the Prophet Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what happens? That they get the reward, I get the reward, I teach you like that. And our Bhutti Ghani gets the reward, because mashallah is his place here, so that he tells us, yeah, you do run this madrasa. So I told him, my cousin, so this is now we're going to run it, inshallah. So that is what we're all about. It is an honor for us to teach you, but we teach ladies to ladies and men to men. So because we don't want no monkey business, you see, so we want everything straight business.
Subhanallah. Somebody says here, once upon a time, I used to hate Islam, and today I can't believe myself. I'm listening to you guys. Sir, my name is Chris. I was told you guys are terrorists, Ustad.
You see, Chris, that's exactly the point I'm making. It's live, all these questions. Hello. Nothing recorded. Remember this. I'm telling you, Chris, so now you got an appointment with me, Chris, right? Tomorrow, you're going to wake up 4 o'clock or before 4. Mm. Then I'm starting, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, at 4:07 in the morning. So I will explain to you one, two verses from the Noble Quran, and then we open the floor. It's dedicated to you non-Muslims, whether you're a Jew, Christian, Hindu, atheist, Buddhist, whatever you are. You ask whatever is on your mind, and you don't apologize. See, Chris, is a magnet. So when there's a magnet, everything gravitates towards that magnet. So you hated Islam. I don't blame you, my brother Chris, because day and night you are watching the TV. This channel, they show you movies. The Arabs are coming with their guns. They are terrorists. They don't. George W. Bush says they hate our freedom. But George Bush, you murdered 1 million people. You million, half a million children you murdered in Iraq. And you're murdering my brothers, sisters, and children in Palestine for 74 years. So who is responsible for that? Who are the real terrorists? Let's pick that. Let's compare bananas with bananas and apples with apples. So that's why, Chris, now when you start thinking out of the box, You see, we are living here 350 years, if you take our history from Cape Town. And who are the people who are causing most of the havoc and so forth? You work it out. You tell me how many Muslims troubled you, Chris, in your life. You're 40 years old here in South Africa. And somebody told you, not we told you, some non-Muslim told you, listen to AK, listen to Arafat, listen to these guys. They speak something else. They'll tell you the news you will never find on any channel. And that's what we give you, a news world roundup, and give you the true news. And we don't take the credit. We say, Hada min fadli Rabbi, Hada rahmatun min Rabbi. It's only the grace of Allah, only the mercy of Allah. We beg Allah, we cry to Allah. Ya Allah, this Chris is a good guy. That Anna is a good lady. The Susie is good. But they are misled by their leaders, by the media. You alone guide them. I'm just using your name at random. So I don't take people's name. I just say, guide them, Ya Allah.
Ameen.
So that is what's happening, Chris. We got appointment tomorrow morning. What do you say, Chris? Answer me. You'll be up before 4 o'clock. Yes or no?
He did this. With
thumbs up. He says he's up. When you put thumbs up, the batsmen go out. Cricket World Cup.
Ustad, one more before you leave us. There's a question says, good evening, sir. I'm a Buddhist. I have a lot of questions on my mind to ask you. Please, can we meet tomorrow at Ansar Station? What's your address in Durban? Ustad, the Buddhist.
My brother, Buddhist, this is a simultaneous radio that Ansar is getting it live in Durban, and then there in the East Rand, Sirius FM, and we getting it, Markaz Sahaba. We are based here in Johannesburg, and we are based here, you must remember, in Lanesia. There's no problem, my brother. You are in Durban. You know that road there. That, what's that road's name now? Anyway, you just put Google. So, Jamiat, right? Mm-hmm. J-A, write it down, my brother. J-A-M-I-A-T, right? So, and your Jamiat KZN. If anyone of you know the Jamiat or address, quickly. So, there, and then we can give it to the brother. Quick. So you just go there, and Maulana Abdullah Khan is there, Maulana Muhammad Mohammadi is there, Maulana Ahmad Mohammadi is there, and you go there, and they will explain to you. Okay, my brother? So, what's it? I forget the road.
I'm just asking our capital if they know the Jamiat. You want the address, Ustad?
Address, yeah, quickly. And okay, now, my Buddhist brother, I give you my story. You see, I got a very inquiring mind. So I was going for a lecture to Witbank and all these places, Bronkhorstspruit and that. Maybe you went there. So there on the road, there's a big Buddhist temple. So I went there twice. So the first time I went, I wanted literature. So they gave me the literature because I believe when I speak, I can't see books of Christianity or Islam or Hinduism when I want to study Buddhism. So they gave me some literature. They were kind enough. So the second time, I don't know if they thought that this guy is being funny or what. So this is the truth I'm telling you. So they told me, no, you can't come now. You must come after 2 hours. I said, but is there a problem? They told me, no, the gods are resting. Now I'm asking you, can you believe a statement like that? The gods are resting. They got their big, huge idols here next to Bronkhorstspruit and next to Witbank. And that is your main center in South Africa for the Buddhists. So I went there twice. The second time they told me the gods are resting. Now you must think tonight before you go to the Jamiat. You got the address?
They say Alpine Road. Over.
Yeah, Alpine Road. So you must go there, Alpine Road, and you will see Jamiat KZN. It's opposite that Al-Falah school. So you just ask anybody there. You go there 9, 10, 11 o'clock and whatever time, and they will help you and assist you. Okay, my brother? So you see, I want to end off with this. My name, AK. I want you, my Buddhist brother, and all you listeners, Muslim, non-Muslim, you don't remember AK, leave me out. Don't worry about AK-47, the gun, leave us out. You must go to AK-255. What is AK-255 Ayatul Kursi? The most majestic verse in the noble Quran. Chapter 2, write it down, my Buddha's brother. Chapter 2, verse 255. It's called AK Ayatul Kursi, verse number 255. Allah, Jalla wa Ala, is introducing himself. I read for you the starting. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Almighty Allah alone is the only one worthy of worship. Al-Hayyul Qayyum is ever-living. Death is for creation, not for creator. He was, he is, he always will be. Al-Qayyum is self-subsisting. We need him every moment, every second, every minute. He does not need anybody, anything in the entire creation, anytime, any place. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. No slumber, no sleep overtakes him. But when I went to your headquarters, they told me the gods are sleeping. So I want you to think about that, my brother. You got it? So you go there and they will help you, my brother, inshallah. Okay, my brother, the address for you is 223 Alpine Road, Springfield, Durban. 223 Alpine Road, Springfield, Durban. And you go there, you got the full address now. Anytime in the morning you go, and you can just contact them, speak to Abdullah Khan or Ahmed Mohammadi or any one of them and say AKs. They might be listening also. So inshallah, they will welcome you there, inshallah. And they'll give you a nice packet of books and all that, inshallah. Okay, my brother? Okay, next up we go to my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala, and thereafter Mufti Muhammad Ali Falahi, Islam ki khubi, the beauty of Islam. Tomorrow morning, 4 o'clock, Mona Arafat and our brother Junaid Khan, Riaz Hussein, all will be firing up on cylinders. All cylinders, I'll join them 4:07, inshallah al-Aziz. Allah Ta'ala accept us. My five sisters, we make special dua for you. Allah Jalla Wala bless you. Ameen. Allah Ta'ala Ameen. Give you good spouses, and you made sacrifice for the sake of Islam. And in Kimli, I said for you the message, so you contact the appas there, and you contact the appa. Yeah, the appa means the female teacher in Rudiput. Allah Ta'ala accept us all. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I see Chris says, God made me to love you, Ustad. Chris, see you tomorrow morning.
You know, Chris, when you say you love me, it can be a dangerous statement, then, brother. You must say you love Islam. It's better to say that way. So that is the, you know, men love. Love is a lot of stories nowadays. You know, people are zigzag now. Anyway, Chris, we love you in the sense that you're looking for the truth and searching for the truth. So we talk tomorrow, Chris, right? Maybe you'll see me in a dream tonight.
He says, lol.
Right, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Up next, Hafiz Kala Sahib. Thereafter, the Urdu lecture by our beloved Hazrat Mulana Mufti Muhammad Ali Falahi from India. And the topic is the beauty of Islam. See you guys tomorrow morning. I will be live 5 to 4, inshallah. 5 past 4, live the Q&A with our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. For myself and all of you, and our engineer, Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ahdina sa jami'a. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.